Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a profile on leadership with Dr. David Shulkin. I'm Michael Keegan, your host. So who is the new VA secretary, you might ask? When I last spoke to him, he was in his role as Undersecretary for Health. Dr. David Shulkin provides an overview of his career path.
Well, I'd like to think that everything that I've done in my career has in some way prepared me to take on this role, because this is clearly a very challenging role that requires not only an understanding of healthcare, but an understanding of how policy is developed, an understanding of how to transform large organizations. And I do think that I draw upon each of those skill sets that I've learned from different parts of my career. I'm an internist by background. I still continue to see patients. I've always felt that that is an important part of helping me do my job better, to understand what the frontline staff are facing. And so I view myself primarily first as a physician and second as an administrator or as a leader of an organization. Following my training in internal medicine, I got advanced training in health outcomes research at the University of Pennsylvania. So I tend to look at things in a scientific point of view. I'm very focused on outcomes of healthcare because that's my foundational training. I went on early in my career to be the University of Pennsylvania's first chief medical officer at a time that physician leadership was just really beginning to enter into the administrative parts of healthcare. And I felt strongly that if you didn't have a physician's voice or a clinician's voice in the development of the way our healthcare system was moving, which was clearly more towards developing utilization controls and developing outcome measures and quality metrics, that it was very important to have that voice in those decisions. So I started my career along a management track and had an opportunity after leaving the University of Pennsylvania after a decade to start a startup company. So I moved into my basement, much to my wife's chagrin, and started a company. This company was the first in the country to try to take quality metrics and translate them to consumers so that consumers could actually pick doctors and hospitals based upon quality, not upon costs or other issues. So I had my experience as a startup entrepreneur and then went back into healthcare as a academic, actually became chairman of medicine and dean, vice dean of a medical school, Drexel University, and then ultimately was offered my first opportunity to lead an organization, the CEO at Beth Israel Medical Center in New York City, which was a great experience to have your own organization to set the strategic direction. And then most recently, I was the CEO of Morristown Medical Center in northern New Jersey when I received a call whether I'd be willing to come in to help out the VA.
Dr. Shulkin came to VA to lead its healthcare system. Now he leads the entire department. Here's some insight into his leadership approach.
One of the cultural challenges of VA and one of the realities that we face being in a crisis is that VA had to change the way it was doing business. And one of the attributes that I bring, of course, is that I'm coming from the private sector. So many of the ways that that VA had been doing business, I had the opportunity to take a fresh look at it with a set of new eyes. And so part of the leadership lesson that I've been bringing is that what's happening within government, what's happening in the VA, is actually not that different than what's happening in the private sector. And what I remind people is, if there's a hospital CEO who's not completely reevaluating their business model and looking at doing things differently, they're not going to be in their jobs long. And we in government have to think about it the same way. So we have to be looking at the private sector and seeing what practices and changes they're making, and then bring that into VA. It may be translated slightly different than if you were in the private sector, but ultimately, changing to be more accountable for outcomes and results is something that is a seamless fit between whether you're in government or out in the private sector. Leadership is multifaceted. I've had the great fortune of being able to work under many great leaders. And I like to think that I've picked the things that I've liked and disliked about each of those leaders and tried to bring them into my own style. But the essence of leadership, I think, is being able to set priorities and a clear vision, and then ultimately to be able to communicate it clearly. So it's very difficult to be a strong, good leader if you're not a good communicator. And the more complex an organization, sometimes it requires the ability to prioritize more and to narrow the message to really be able to get it to connect with your frontline people. So that's the essence of leadership. It, of course, assumes that you have good judgment, that you have the ability to see both near-term and far-term, to set short-term courses and long-term strategic direction. And it assumes that you understand the business that you're in. But once you do that, I think what really differentiates leaders is their ability to prioritize and communicate.
For Dr. Shulkin, a leader's ability to prioritize and communicate are essential. But leading can also be fraught with unanticipated or unexpected surprises. So what has surprised Dr. Shulkin the most?
Well, I think what has surprised me most is actually how much of the system really works well. The passion and commitment of our employees and staff. Many people have an impression of government workers going home at 5 o'clock and just putting in minimal effort. There's nothing further from the truth. These are some of the most dedicated and committed professionals that I've ever had a chance to work with in my career. So that was one of the pleasant surprises. I think the complexity of the organization and our interface with the requirement to get so many legislative changes to get things done was somewhat of a surprise. I think that we've been fortunate in that we've had the support of both our House and Senate leaders in doing what's right for veterans. But as everybody can see, it's a challenge for the legislative branch to get things passed through Congress as well. So it's been slower than I'd hoped. I know that many people share that. I think that we're headed in the right direction. I'm pleased with the proposals that we've made, but I'd certainly like to see us move these changes quicker through Congress.
At the time, Dr. Shulkin recognized that the success of any of these proposals would require singular focus, but most of all, collaboration. He can't do it alone.
Well, I think the recognition of going through the crisis that VA has gone through, again, starting in April of 2014, was essentially a recognition that the responsibility to care for the country's veterans was not VA's alone. And VA can't do it alone. And so it needs to work with those out in the community to partner in strategic ways to be able to meet the needs of veterans. And the example of suicide, I think, is a clear example. The fact that the majority of veterans who are taking their own lives aren't in the VA system. We need to partner with others to reach out to them to get the care that they need. So VA, it's what I call the new VA, has taken this recognition, we can't do it alone, out to the country and said to every major corporation, every major organization, if they have a willingness, an idea, some way that they can help us fulfill our mission to take care of the country's veterans, we want to be working with them. And so we've announced literally hundreds of partnerships around the country to cement relationships that help us advance healthcare together to serve the country's veterans. And so lots of examples of leading companies. We have them with Google. We have them with IBM. We have them with the Elks Club. We have them, with Home Depot. So, I don't want to leave out important groups, of course. But this is a new VA where we are willing to entertain ideas that make sense as long as they make sense for veterans and taxpayers.
What reforms did Dr. David Shulkin pursue at the Veterans Health Administration? I'll explore this question and so much more on our special edition of the Business of Government Hour, A Profile in Leadership, returns.